சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் ஓம் த்ரிம்பகம் யஜாமஹே சுகந்திம் புஷ்டிவர்தனம் உர்வாருகமிவ பந்தனான் மிருத்யோர்முக்ஷீய மாம்ருதாத். ஆன் தி அகேஷன் ஆஃப் மகாசிவராத்திரி வி ஆல் ப்ரே டு லார்டு சிவா அண்ட் சீக் ஹிஸ் பிளெஸ்ஸிங்ஸ் to get Jnanam and Jnana Nishtha. Today I propose to talk on Nirvana Shatkam written by Bhagavad Pada Sri Adi Shankaracharya. Nirvana Shatkam means what is the meaning? First I will give you the title meaning. Shatkam means a group of six. Shat means six. Shatkam means a group of six stanzas or shlokas. A group of six shlokas or group of six stanzas, that which consists is called Shatkam. All these six shlokas talking about what? They are talking about Nirvana. Nirvana means popular meaning is blown or to blown or to put off. Normally people use the word Deepa Nirvanam. Putting off the lights is called Deepa Nirvanam. They use that word. But here we have to take a contextual meaning. Nirvanam means reunion with the Supreme Self. Nirvana means free from anatma, freedom from the matter. Nirvana means putting off the matter. Putting off matter means anatma, the body mind complex, the world, nama rupa nirvana. Once you put off this anatma, the nama rupa prapancha, including body mind complex, whatever remains is that union with the universal self, Paramatma. That is the meaning, freedom from the matter, reunion with inverted commas, it is not reunion, as it were, reunion with the Supreme, the eternal Brahman is the meaning. So Nirvana Shatkam means a group of six shlokas talking about the freedom from the matter anatma and reunion with that Supreme Self or the eternal Brahman. That is the meaning of this Nirvana Shatkam title. Now, first three lines of this shloka talking about anatma and the fourth line talking about atma. Now let us listen the first shloka, then I'll give you the meaning. This first shloka, Shankaracharya tells that a jnani is saying to himself, a wise person, just doing a contemplation, nididhyasana. This is the best nididhyasana shatkam. But we have to be very careful. Pujya Dayananda Swamiji says, three lines are elimination of anatma, body-mind complex. Fourth line is atma. After doing this anatma-atma distinction, anatma stands separately. Still you are in dvaitam only. So, dvaitam will continue. Therefore, dvaitam, anatma should be falsified. There is no real dvaita anatma at all. We have to understand. Dvaita anatma is not there at all. That is only mithya. Only unitary format, no binary format. Binary format means atma, anatma. There is anatma. I am not that anatma. I am atma if I say. Anatma also standing separately. Therefore, anatma is not there at all. Then only you can claim that I am Brahman, Advaita Brahman. In the first three lines, you look at that. All of you are having this shloka in Stotramala. Last it comes. Mano buddhi chitta ahankara na aham. Aham, I am, na, not. I am not the mind. I am not the mind. I am not the buddhi, the intellect. I am not ego also. I am not chittam, the memory. That means sukshma shariram, antahkaranam I am not. In sukshma shariram, antahkaranam is one component put together. All those four put together, antahkaranam I am not. Which generally people take as themselves, which they are not really. That is why Jnani says, I am not the mind, intellect, and ego, ahankara, and the memory. Then second line, I am not shrotra indriyam also. Jnana indriyas are negated. First line, antahkaranam is negated. Second line, shrotra indriyam, jimha, the tongue, taste. I am not the taste, I am not the ears. Shrotra indriyam means shrotra, chakshu, sparsha, grana, like that. So shrotra means I am not the ears, jimha means tongue, I am not the rasanendriyam also, I am not grana indriyam, I am not netra indriyam also, grana netre, I am not the smell, I am not the eyes also. You have to include sparshendriyam also. Four are given. Should not ask, only four are given. There are five panchajnana indriyas. You have to add. That is the meaning. So, jnanendriyams are also ruled out. I am not the jnanendriyam. Not only that. Nacha vyoma bhumir na tejo na vayuho. I am not even the gross body. You can take third line as gross body. Five elements are the components of this physical body. I am not. Vyoma means space. Na, I am not. Bhumihi, earth, I am not. Similarly, na tejaha, not fire. I am not vayu also. Nacha vyoma bhumir na tejo na vayu. One element is missing. What is jalam? You have to add that jalam here. Okay. I am not all this. Means then who am I? Fourth line, Acharya writes, Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. I am Chit means consciousness, the awareness, that sentiency in the body, that is Chit I am. Ananda, I am the Swarupa Ananda. I am Ananda Swarupam, limitless Ananda Swarupam. I am not Priya Moda Pramoda. I am not that Ananda, gradational Ananda. I am not. I am unconditional Ananda. I am. Chida, Chit Ananda Rupaha means, Rupa means not form, but of the nature of Shivaha Aham, Shivaha Aham. I am that Shiva, I am that Shiva, who is Chit and Ananda Swarupam. Shiva means, you can remember Mandukya Upanishad, Shantam Shivam Advaitam. Shivam means Mangalam. Atma is Mangala Swarupam. Anatma is Amangala Swarupam. Atma is Shivaha. Therefore, I am Mangala Swarupaha Ityarthaha. Next shloka, second one. I will sing. Okay, play.
Mai panchavayu nava sapta dhatur nava panchakosha nava pani padam nachopastha vayu chidananda rupa shivoham shivoham.
In this verse, second verse, Acharya is negating the prana vayus, prana sanyaha. That annamaya kosha is refuted in the third line of the previous verse, and pranamaya kosha he is refuting now. I am not that prana sanyaha, prani. The people call, every living being is called prani. Prana sanyaha means named as prani. I am not a prani. I am atma alone. Na pancha vayuhu. I am not those five vayus, air principles. They are called prana, apana, vyana, samana, udana. All those five vayus which are in the pranamaya kosha, I am not. Then second line, nava sapta dhatuhu. I am not those seven dhatus. What are those sapta dhatus? Number one is rasa, lymph, they are called chili or lymph. Then second dhatu is rakta, hemoglobin, portion of the blood is called rakta. And third dhatu is mamsa, means muscle, tissue. And fourth one is medas. Medas means a fat tissue in the body. We look at the mirror and seeing our form, what we are seeing? Rasa, rakta, mamsa, medas only we are seeing. But we are taking that as real. But Jnani says, I am not that. If we are Jnanis, we also can say this. Majja, fifth dhatu is majja, means bone marrow. Bone marrow. Then sixth dhatu is shukra, sperm in a male body, and the ovum in the female body. Put together, sixth dhatu. Then seventh dhatu is asti, bone. Because of these all components, my body is existing. I am not all these sapta dhatu. Nava pancha koshaha. I am not those five koshas. We know what are those five koshas. అన్నమయ కోశ, ప్రాణమయ కోశ, మనోమయ కోశ, విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ, ఆనందమయ కోశ. ఫిజికల్ బాడీ, వైటల్ బాడీ, మెంటల్ బాడీ, ఇంటలెక్చువల్ బాడీ అండ్ ఆనంద బాడీ. ఓకే, ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ యూజ్ ద బ్లిస్ బాడీ. ఓకే, ఆనంద శరీరం. ఆల్రెడీ సెడ్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ స్టాంజా, వ్యోమ భూమిర్న తేజోన వాయున. దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో వెన్ బిఫోర్ ద గ్రాసిఫికేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ మెంట్. హియర్ ఆఫ్టర్ గ్రాసిఫికేషన్ వీ కెన్ టేక్ లైక్ దట్. దెన్ థర్డ్ లైన్ నెగేషన్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ ఇంద్రియాణి. నవక్ పాణిపాదం నచోపస్థపాయు. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ద టూ ఫీట్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ద టూ హ్యాండ్స్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ద స్పీచ్. వాక్ పాణి పాద ఉపస్థ అప్పాయు, ఆల్ దోస్ ఫైవ్ ఆర్ గివెన్. కర్మ ఇంద్రియాస్ ఫైవ్ ఆర్ గివెన్. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ గివెన్ ఇన్ తత్వబోధ. వి సా ఎలాబరేట్లీ ఇన్ తత్వబోధ. దెన్ హూ యామ్ ఐ? ఐ ఎమ్ నాట్ ఆల్ దిస్ అండ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు సే హూ యామ్ ఐ. దట్ వైజ్ పర్సన్, ఐ యామ్ వైజ్ పర్సన్ సేయింగ్ లైక్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు సే. దట్ వైజ్ పర్సన్, దట్ వైజ్ పర్సన్ మీన్స్ వీఆర్ అదర్వైజ్ నాట్ వైజ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐ ది జ్ఞాని క్యాన్ క్లెయిమ్ ఐ యామ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆనంద స్వరూప శివ అహం శివ అహం. దిస్ ఈస్ ద థర్డ్ శ్లోక మీనింగ్. దెన్ విల్ గో సెకండ్ శ్లోక మీనింగ్. విల్ గో టు ద థర్డ్ వెర్స్.
నమే ద్వేషరాగౌ నమే లోభమోహౌ మదో నైవ మే నైవ మాత్సర్య భావః న ధర్మో న చార్థో న కామో న మోక్షః చిరానంద రూప శివోహం శివోహం.
దిస్ ఇస్ ద షట్కం. I was very much attracted in my childhood. We used to listen in radio. Bhakti Ranjani program, early morning 6:30, they play. And one of the Bhakti Ranjani slokas, this comes. From that time, I am very much attracted to this. And chanting from that time, every day I used to chant. Little bit I know the meaning, but not fully. Unless you study Shastra, you cannot know the full meaning. That chanting, Parayanam, brought me to this final culmination of knowledge. That is why children at young age, that vasana, that built register in the mind, what they chant, what they sing, that will fructify later in their future life. I am the model for that. Therefore, I am sharing this point also. I am very much, I became one with this Shatkam. At that time, very young age, teenage, 12 years, 13 years age itself. So, that is my favorite. Once it is favorite, it will become true in your life. Okay. Then in third verse he says name dvesha ragau. Now he goes to the manomaya kosha. Manomaya kosha level antakaranam visa, even though pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha come under subtle body, manomaya kosha separately emotions dvesha. There is no hatred in me. Hatred is only in the mind, not in me, the Atma consciousness. I don't have dislike. Dvesha means dislikes. Ragau. Raga also is not there. Dveshaha cha ragaha cha. Dvesha ragau. Dvandva samasa. That's why ragau. It is ragaha only. Ragaha means attachment, liking. I don't have. I, the Atma, am free from raga dvesha, means likes and dislikes. Name lobha mohau. All these arshad vargas, also mentioned. Lobha means greed. I am not having greed. I, the Atma, Chaitanyam, is free from greed. Moha, delusion. I am free from delusion also. All delusions belongs to what? Anatma, mind, matter. Therefore, I am not that. Second line. Madho naiva me naiva mascharya bhavaha. There is no madha, means arrogance in me. Mind is to have arrogance, but I the Atma am free from arrogance. Me naiva mascharya. Mascharya api na asti. Mascharya means jealousy. I am free from jealousy. Mascharya bhavaha. Bhavaha means that thinking, jealousy thoughts, hatred thoughts, arrogant thought, greed thought, all these are not there in me. Then third line, na dharmo, na chartho, na kamo, na mokshaha. Four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. I am free from four purusharthas. So I am talking about my real higher nature, lakshyartha I, higher I have to, not only remembering, it has to become spontaneous to me, natural to me. Until it becomes spontaneous, natural to me, I have to contemplate daily, every day on this. One day, it will become natural, spontaneous for you. Doubtless knowledge. Now, dharma, there is, for punya sake, they do lot of dharma karyams. I need not do that. Artha means I need not have any entertainments or wealth. Kama, there is no kama also. Pleasure, I am free from all pleasures. Because I am ananda swaroopam. What pleasure I need? Local anatma objects give only peace of pleasures. P-I-E-C-E, peace. Not P-E-A-C-E. Pleasure gives pieces of pleasure that will go away after some time. That's pleasure I am not. Na mokshaha, even moksha also, freedom, liberation, all these are not required because I am already liberated. I am ever liberated, never bound. Therefore, mokshaha also is not there. Then who am I? Chidananda Rupa Shivaha Aham, Shivaha Aham. I am Chit, the consciousness, Ananda, Ananda Swarupam, Swarupa Ananda, Bimba Ananda, not Kosha Ananda, not Pratibimba Ananda. Therefore, this Kosha Ananda is coming and going. It is having gradation, it is conditional. Ananda reflection alone, that is. Pratibimba Ananda means what? My Ananda Swarupam only reflecting through those objects. Like a dog thinking that, biting that bone, and flesh is coming from the bone. Dog doesn't know that blood, flesh coming from its own mouth, jaws. Dry bone can never have blood. Dog thinks that and go on crushing, more blood is coming. No difference between that dog thinking like that and ordinary human beings are also thinking like that. I am getting ananda from my house, I am getting ananda from my car, I am getting ananda from my children. That is only reflected ananda. I, the ananda swarupam, reflecting in those objects, I think, I mistake that ananda is coming from them. Really, it is a great mistake. That ananda will go away. Pratibimba ananda will go away. Again, we will get dukkham. Therefore, claim that I am swarupa ananda. Every ananda presupposes bimba ananda. Every Bimbananda alone, only Bimbananda, not every Bimbananda. Bimbananda is one. Original Ananda is one. All Ananda pleasures are only reflections. They are not me. I am not having the pursuit of dharma. I am not having the pursuit of artha. Pursuit means struggling, earning, going forward towards that pravritti. Not there. I am not having the pursuit of moksha, freedom for liberation also. Freedom from liberation, freedom from bondage or attaining liberation is also not there. Next shloka, fourth one.
Na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham, na mantro, na tirtham, na veda, na yajna, aham bhojanam, naiva bhojyam, na bhokta, chidananda rupa, shivoham, shivoham.
In this verse, punyam and papam, these are all pairs. Raga, dvesha, madha, masarya, all are pairs, like all our inner enemies, they are all. In that third verse, all inner enemies, they are belong to anatma, the matter. Now he comes to punya papa pair. Punya means what? Merit. Papa means demerits. We normally do good actions, that is called punyam. And invisible sukham is called punyam. I often say invisible sukham is called punyam. Visible punyam is called sukham. Visible punyam. That which is appearing punya is sukha. Disappearing, non-appearing sukha is punya. So punya is adrishtam, always invisible. Punya is always adrishtam. Luck, they say. Luck means what? Punya. Invisible. No one knows the luck. When it comes into our experience only, we come to know. Sukham means, aha, I have done lot of punya because of my punya, they say. Until it comes as a sukha, I do not know what punya I have done. Once it coming into in the form of sukha, aha, I have done lot of punya, or he has done lot of punya, she has done lot of punya, we say. So punya, meritorious actions, attained through meritorious actions, that punyam. In atma, me, there is no any punya at all. I am free from punya, or there is no punya or papa also. Punya is not there means, is it there, papa in you, to you? No. Papa is also not there. Papa means a sin born out of demeritorious activities or actions, wrong actions, evil actions. Once a person does evil actions, papa is bound to come. Sin is bound to come. No one can escape. Manasa, vacha, karmana, papa karma, kaikara, papa karma, vachika papa karma, manasa papa karma. All of them will not leave the person either in this janma or next janma. They are bound to come for again suffering at body mind level. Since I am not the body mind, therefore in me, the atma, there is no punya and papa. Not only that, na saukhyam na dukkham. Once punya papa are not there, how there can be sukha and dukha? Saukhyam, sukhasya bhavaha saukhyam. How can there be happiness or sorrow? Therefore, since there is no punya, therefore there is no sukha or happiness. Since there is no papa, there is no sorrow. There is no happiness means I am a dukkhi. No, I am not a dukkhi also. Then who am I? I am Ananda Swarupam. I need not crave for this sukha, pleasure, born out of anatma objects. Really, there is no ananda in any object in the world, in any person also. Therefore, Yajnavalkya said to Maitreyi, Nava are patyuk kamaya patif priyo bhavati, atmanastu kamaya patif priyo bhavati. Everyone likes everything for their own sake. Wife loves her husband for her own sake. Husband loves his wife for his own sake. Children love their parents for their own sake. Parents love their children for their own sake. Everyone loves something for their own sake. I love my car as long as it is useful. I love my house as long as it is useful. When they are not useful, my love also in shaking condition. This is the fact, but it is a naked fact, blunt fact. People cannot accept that much easily. Whether you accept it or not, truth is truth, you cannot cover it. Therefore, acceptance of truth as it is called maturity. We need maturity, a refinement. What are the facts in this world? Shastra talks about facts. Those facts you have to assimilate. The more you assimilate, the more life is so simple and peaceful also. The more you reject the facts, the more life is miserable. So therefore, it is in our hands only. Na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham. Therefore, I need not afraid of punya papa. I need not means which I? Am I? Laksharatha I? Vacharatha I? In Vacharatha I there is punyam and papam. You cannot escape in Vacharatha, punyam and papam. Okay, Vacharatha means ahankara I. Ahankara, body mind complex, individual can never be free from punya papa, sukha dukha. Therefore, these are all not there from Laksharatha I. Remember, if you take them from Vacharatha standpoint, you will be in trouble. Many people do that. Verbally, like a lip service, chanting na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham. Lip movement doesn't work. Sometimes lip service is a more dangerous. You will misplace or misinterpret or misuse or abuse. Chanting certain slokas and all, very very powerful mantras, these are all. Many people chant this without knowing the meaning, and peripheral meaning they take, listening from Vachartha I, Ahankara I, lower I, and na punyam na papam, I can do anything na. And there is no punya papa. So what is the rules and regulations? Why to do dharma karyams? I need not do. Why? Nirvana Shatkam Acharya said no punyam and papa. You see how dangerous it is. My dear, punya papa are there for ahankara, lower I. Punya papa are not there only from the higher I standpoint. Understand? Therefore, Vedanta is like a double-edged knife. It is shurasya dhara nishita duratyayana. Double-edged knife. Very sharp both the sides. You have to walk carefully in the spiritual path. Otherwise, you will be misled. Who is the cause for your wrong direction? You alone. Because of wrong interpretation. In spite of Guru is telling, laksharta I, bhagatyaga lakshana anantaram, that alone is not having punya papa. As an individual, hankara, you have punya, you have papa, you have all sorts of emotions. That is called nishtha. Until you get nishtha, you cannot be free from all these things. Jnani is claiming here, I the jnani, if I am in lakshartha very comfortably, it must be comfortable, easily I have to claim. These are all not possible in me. First three lines are not possible in me because they are only mithya, maya, they belong to lower order of reality. Therefore, how can I give reality to them? Evlo paapam pannano, how much papa I did, people worry. Go on and on, in spite of listening Vedanta. Some dukkha comes, sorrow comes, what papa I did, I do not know. Bhagavan is testing me like that, in spite of listening 10 Upanishads. Where the lakshartha gone, we do not know. That's why when you are making some statements, talking with the people, that itself shows where you are. Where you are. A person says, I don't have rebirth, Swamini. Rebirth is not there. I have understood, I don't have rebirth. This is my last birth, he says. What I have to say? He has not understood. Okay. Why? If you have understood, you never say you have birth, you don't have rebirth. If you say I don't have rebirth, means you are accepting present birth. Correct? You are accepting present birth means what? It is not knowledge. That is why in the next verse, he is going to say later. In the second line you see in fourth sloka, na mantro na tirtham na veda na yajnaha. Since I don't require any punya, I need not chant mantras. Mantras to purify my mind, to give punya. Once I recognize I am Atma Swarupam, is it necessary to chant mantras, Parayana Mandal? Not required. After full eating, I need not sit in front of the food meal plate, because my stomach is full. There is no purpose of eating again. Therefore, na mantraha. Punyakshetras, tirtham means punyakshetras. Na tirtham, I need not go to acquire punyam, I need not go to pilgrimages. To show my gratitude to the Lord, I go to pilgrimages. I take bath in the Ganga to show my gratitude. I go to the temple, Shivaratri, Abhishekam, Puja, if I do also, to show my gratitude. Jnani does only to show gratitude. Ajnani does to get punyam. In me, the Jnani, Atma, Chaitanyam, na mantra, na tirthaha, na vedaha, na yajnaha. All this belongs to Shastra. Vedas are also Vedaha Aveda Bhavanti. So Vedas are also go backwards. They say our job is over. You have attained knowledge. So Vedas are also they stop. They never question the Jnani. Na Yajnaha. That is why Jnani need not do any Yajnas. Yajnas are also not required. Why? Na mantra, tirtha chanting, going to pilgrimages, and Veda Parayanam and Yajnas are all meant for what? Chitta Shuddhi. Purification of the mind. Chitta Ekagrata, Chitta Shuddhi. And all this acquired, after that only I got knowledge. After getting knowledge, I don't require all of them. Before knowledge, they are required. After knowledge, they are not required. Aham bhojanam naiva bhojyam na bhokta. Aham bhojanam. Bhojanam means sapad and nechukudadi. Here bhojanam means experience. I am neither an experience nor the object of experience. Bhojam means bhojanam means experience. Bhojam means object of experience. Every day morning when you wake up, what experience? Experience of so and so. Bhojanam, bhojyam. Bhojanam, bhojyam. Then I become what? Bhokta. I, the Atma, am not an experience, nor an object of experience, nor experiencer, bhokta. Therefore, I am not bhojanam, I am not bhojyam, I am not bhokta. That means triputi rahitaha. I am free from all these triputi. Then who am I? My beautiful, wonderful nature. Chidananda rupaha shivaha aham. Chit ananda, chidananda. I am consciousness, pure consciousness, shuddha chaitanya. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Anantam alone is ananda, limitless. Limitation is at three levels: space limitation, time limitation, object limitation. These three are not there in me. No space-wise limitation, no time-wise limitation, no object-wise limitation. Therefore, I am that Ananta Swarupam or Ananda Swarupam, consciousness. Consciousness. So that is I am. I am that consciousness. I am that consciousness also not correct. I am consciousness. I am that means again to. Okay. Aham Brahmasmi. I am consciousness. That's why I say being means what? I am a human being, people say. My expansion of being is, you know, I said many times, B stands for Brahman, okay, all capital letters. E stands for existence, pure existence. I stands for infinite, anantam. N stands for naturally sentient principle, that is consciousness. Then G stands for governing the entire universe, nama rupa prapancha. Governing means I am blessing, enlivening. I like this very much. I hope you also can like it. Being means B stands for Brahman, E stands for existence, I stands for infinite, N stands for naturally sentient consciousness principle. G stands for governing the entire nama rupa prapancha by lending sentiency. I am that. Such a wonderful ruler of this world I am. And like Pune cat, like go on, no? Grumbling, no? Required. Yuppami ananda swarupam, okay? Bubbling face, not gloomy face. That's why ananda swarupaha aham shivaha. On Shivaratri day, I have to remember my Shiva swarupam. How long I am going to pour that, abhishekam tenai chandan, 11 dravyams. Go on pouring, 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 pouring. How long you can pour? What for that? Finally to recognize this. This is real Shivaratri. Manasa Abhishekam today. Manasa Abhishekam. As you mature, as you grow, you have to appreciate your Shiva Swarupam. Shivaha is here. Deho Devalaya Proktaha Sajivaha kevala Shivaha. Shivaha, that jata juta dhari, no? Trishula dhari Shiva is only vachartha. Laksharta Shiva is Mandukya Upanishad said, Shantam Shivam Advaitam, that Shiva is myself. Myself means Laksharta Aham, after Bhagat Yaga Lakshana. Aham. Boldly you can claim yourself. No one can stop this. No one can obstruct this. Because this is the fact. This is the only fact, nothing else but facts. Next shloka. What a beautiful stranger, you see. Name Mrityurna Shanka. Mrityu is not there. Death is not there. Death is not there because there is no birth. Mrityurna Shanka. Mrityu is not there means what? Birth also not there. Therefore, Mrityurna Shanka. Either a doubt is not there. Whether I have birth, death, I have birth. Yes, Swamini, I have birth. What about death? Death also is there. Body is having birth. Body is having death. Body happens to be matter. Matter is manifesting and matter is unmanifesting. Really speaking, there is no death at all. Dissociation of subtle matter with gross matter is called death. I'll repeat once again. Dissociation of gross matter or subtle matter, subtle body with gross body, gross matter is called death. Really speaking, nothing is newly created. There is no death at all. Then where is the question of fear? There is no fear at all. People have marana bhayam. Marana bhayam is more. Maranam comes only once. Bhayam comes many times. Marana bhayam. Therefore, person dies. No body, we leave the body once only. Why to worry about that? I am in many bodies. In the vadamu onnu pona enna? I am in all other bodies. So one body is skipping. I am there in every body, in every body. Where is the question of death? I have death means what? I hold on to this body, particular body. And namrityu, na shanka, no doubt also. Name jati bhedaha, there is no jati also. Brahmana, jati where, varna where. Jati, varna, both are not there. Brahmana jati, kshatriya, vaishya, all this belongs to only anatma, body, mind, complex for karma kanda. Upasana kanda, they are relevant. In jnana kanda, they are not relevant. In jnana kanda also, until you understand, they are relevant. Once you understand completely, they are not relevant at all. That is why we should not say, I will not have rebirth. I will not have rebirth means you are accepting the birth, present birth. If you accept the birth, death is bound to be there. Because both are two sides of the same coin. Mrityu is not there means birth is not there. So where is the question of rebirth? I don't have rebirth, I understand, but this birth itself is not there. How can you say there is a birth today, this body? In the birth, even the next birth will come, definitely. Therefore, next birth question doesn't exist. That shanka, doubt is not there. Name jati bhedaha, the differences of caste, creed, color, all are not there in me, the Atma. What about karma kanda, upasana kanda? Jati will be there, varna bheda, jati bheda are bound to be there according to your profession, according to your guna. All are bound to be there. You should not say at atma level, varna, jati, they are not there, only atma level, and saying that I am free from varna. All are equal. All are not equal at karma kanda level, at upasana kanda level, because all are equal only at atma standpoint, not body mind standpoint. There is gradation bound to be there. Boss is there, boss sits in the chair only, his own chair. Servant cannot come, doorkeeper cannot come and sit in the boss chair. Boss, you are also Atma. I am also Atma. Just for change, you stand at the door. I will sit in your chair. Next moment, he will be ousted. Correct? Both are Atma only. Protocol. You have to, boss is boss, servant is servant. Understand? Similarly, as long as you are in the body mind complex level, karma kanda rituals, you have to follow varna dharma, jati dharma, all are bound to be there, all rules and regulations are prescribed. There you cannot say these are all wrong, these are all not required. They are required very much. Why? Shastra says, who am I to say not there? They are not there only from Atma level. You raise yourself to that level and then you won't talk outside. You just remain as yourself. Understand? Only teacher will talk to teach to the students. And that is the meaning. Then pita naiva me naiva mata na janma. So janma also deleted. Mrityu deleted, janma deleted. Why? I do not know. Shankaracharya took in second line. Because pita and mata only give birth to the body, physical body. Parents give birth only to the physical body. No father is there. For me the atma. Amma amma atma ki appa undodi anna. Pita ingirkapa, naiva me, naiva, mata also is not there. My mother, who gave birth to my body, my father, who gave birth to my body, that janma only for body, matter, manifesting, I am not born. Why? I am there in all the three periods of time, existence, consciousness. I am pure existence, consciousness, therefore, I am not born. Since I am not born, therefore what? Third line, na bandhu, no relation also. No brother, no sister, no cousin, no ta, chittappa, chitti, all these are not there. Bandhu. Na mitram, no friend also. Guruhu, guru also. Because I and myself, guru, are atma only. Guru and Sishya, na Sishya also. Sishya and Guru also from body mind standpoint. Atma standpoint, no Guru, no Sishya. Na Nirodho, na Chutpattihi, na Vaddho, na Cha Sadhakaha. That also going to come. Who am I? Shivaha. Chidananda Swarupaha Aham. Last shloka.
Aham nirvikalpo nirakara rupah vibhutmacha sarvatra sarvendriyanam naja sangatam naiva muktirnameyah chidananda rupa shivoham shivoham chidananda Shivoham, Shivoham.
Last, therefore, I repeated two times. I am free from what? Thoughts also. Nirvikalpa rupam, vikalpa shunyam. Vikalpa means thoughts. Nirvikalpa means I am free from all thoughts. Nirakara rupaha, I am formless. Akara rahitaha, I am formless. Who? I the Atma. Vibhu, I am being all pervasive. I am Vibhutvat sarvatra. Sarvatra means everywhere. I am pervading everywhere. I am pervading everywhere means a body, mind or consciousness. Consciousness. Existence. In the form of existence, consciousness, I am there in every object. Easiness, easiness, consciousness, easiness. I am there. Sadrupena, chidrupena. Aparokshatvam siddhyartham. Chid swarupam uchyate. Aparoksha, aparokshatva siddhyartham. Chit swarupam uchyate. Sarvagata siddhyartham. Sat swarupam uchyate. Sarvagata is called sarvatra. Sarvagata siddhyartham. Sat swarupam uchyate. Purushartatva siddhyartham. Anandatvam uchyate. Since everyone desire peace and happiness, that is the main purushartha, goal of every human being. So I am all pervasive in indriyani, sense organs. Vibhutvatu sarvatra sarve indriyanam, in all sense organs I am pervading. Karma indriyani, jnana indriyani and antahkaranam, all antara indriyas they are called. So I am asangaha, nacha sangatam. There is no attachment with anything in this world to me, because I am HOR, higher order of reality. All of them are LOR, lower order of reality. HOR means paramarthika satyam, LOR means vyavaharika satyam. So LOR is not there really. LOR dependently existing. Whatever dependently existing is as good as non-existence. Therefore, I have to learn to see the mithyatvam of every object. Every object, flower. Flower is not there really. Only petals are there. Only petals are there. If you remove the first petal, second petal, third, fourth petal, there is no flower. Like that, every object, book also not there. Tear one paper. Where is the book? Papers are all put together, book. Like that, tree also. Remove branches, leaves, separately, intellectually. Where is the tree? Not there. Where is the car? Doors are there, wheels are there. Engine is there, seats are there. Where is car? Car object is not there. Everything is assemblage. Body is also assemblage. Karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, manasa, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. Physical body, all are assemblage. Therefore, whatever is assemblage can be dismantled. It can be divided. Nacha sangatam naiva muktihi na bandhaha naiva mokshaha. Nacha sangatam naiva muktirnameyaha. For me there is no mukti, no bondage also. Because if I am bound only, I have to get mukti. There is no getting mukti. Then what? Atra eva brahma samashnute. After completing Nirvana Shatkam, here now itself I am Brahman Swamini. I was Brahman, I am Brahman, I ever will be Brahman. I need not get moksha. That is the meaning. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. I am ever existing consciousness principle. All the three periods of time I am there. Body is never be permanent. I am ever permanent. So you can prepare a chart. Atma, anatma. Permanent, impermanent. Conditional, unconditional. All these differences you go on, write homework like. It is a type of nididhyasana. You can write atma, nature, all the list. Once I asked my students to write in the class like that. They wrote and gave to me. lot of natures of Atma, Nirvikalpaka Rupam, Nirakara Rupam. Like that you go on and on writing, you are remembering your nature. And write about Anatma also. Bhautikatvam, Sagunatvam, Agamapayitvam, all these you write down. The more you write Anatma, you understand this is not me. You write Atma, I am. Remember, just like people count their money, no? Often, how much money is there? While sleeping, reclining also, they remember that count, no? How much money. Because, go on and on, you think, what you think, so you become. If you think you are Atma, you become Atma. Become Atma also within inverted commas. There is no becoming. Being. Being. There is no becoming. I am Shivaha. Chidananda Rupaha. I am Shivaha. Space, time cannot touch me. They belong to lower order of reality. Therefore, I need not worry about anything in the world. How much inner leisure, relaxation, tremendous relaxation. When it will come, the more I dwell upon my real nature, through this Nirvana Shatkam, all these, what are all not there, I am telling, they are all only mithya, mithya, mithya. Like that I have to roar like a lion, no? Jnani roar like a lion, internal roaring, na? Roaring inside, I am Brahmasmi. Na? That's why Chandogya Upanishad says, Nahavai sashirirasya sataha priyapriyayoho apahatirasti. As long as identification is there with the body, person can never be free from priya and apriya. Why Priya and Apriya are coming? Liking, you know, I am very happy. Priya, you know, so liking. Apriya means not liking. Why? Because of Sashariirasya, identification with the body. Ashariram vava samtam priya priye nasprusitaha. I am bodiless. This is not real. Holding the pot and saying there is no pot. Being in the body, in spite of the body-mind complex, even the body is troubling, mind is also troubling, I can say, I am free from troubles. I am free from pain also. This is my real nature. Where is the question of this identity? Sashariirasya vai sataha priya priyaya apahati na asti yanara. They will never go away as long as I identify with the body. If I disidentify, ashariram vavasantam, when body is not there for him, such a jnani, in spite of remaining in the body, that body is mithya, like a, that palm kusum, palm kubusam. The snake removes its skin, old skin. It will not have any attachment with that. Like that, Jnani also shakes his whole three sharirams. The Upanishad talks beautifully about this. So therefore, ashariram vava santam priya apriya nasprishataha will not touch him. I am paramarthika satyam chit ananda rupa shivoham shivoham. With this, I conclude Nirvana Shatkam on this auspicious Shivaratri day. Claim that you are Shivaha. Every one of us can claim Aham Shivaha Asmi. Jidrupa, Anandarupa, Sat also you can add. Sadrupa, Chidrupa, Anandarupaha, Shivaha, Ahamasmi, Ahamasmi, Ahamasmi. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.